It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. You might be surprised when you discover the current location of paintings by one of Vermont's most famous artists, Thomas Waterman Wood. The original gallery was created in August of 1895 with 42 watercolors and etchings trusted to the city of Montpelier by its native son. The gallery has moved around quite a bit since the 19th century, and after a brief period of having no home at all, is now awaiting renovations at a defunct elementary school on Barry Street in Montpelier. That's where I met recently with Ginny Callan, director of the T.W. Wood Gallery, who walked me through an exhibit of some new works and told me more about the legacy of Vermont-born artist T.W. Wood.
Wood was very political in a sense in what he painted, and he really made social commentaries. One very well-known one is called The Quack Doctor. It's about one of these so-called doctors that's selling their tonic on the back of a wagon.
Like a snake oil salesman.
Yes, exactly. And so he's poking fun. He has ducks at the bottom of the feet saying The Quack Doctor, and there's a little title on the back of the wagon that says, I am a cheat, but you don't quite read it all. And so he does that kind of thing, which was really fun.
What can you tell me about T.W. Wood himself, where he's from, his style of painting?
Yeah, well, Thomas Waterman Wood was born and raised in Montpelier. He was born here in 1823, died in 1903. After he became a well-known portrait artist, and that's how he first made his living, he moved to New York City, traveled around the world quite a bit, but came back to Montpelier at least every summer and really loved Vermont. And when life was starting to wind down a bit, his wife had died, he decided to open up a gallery to house some of his works. Once he decided to do that, he went to Europe a few times and started copying some of the master paintings so it wouldn't just be his artwork, but people in Montpelier could see what a Renoir, for example, looked like. So he was a native son and really pretty well known in his time.
Now, T.W. Wood's gallery is home to all kinds of works of art, including an ongoing exhibit of two Vermont painters, each depicting life in the state in a very different way. One of the artists, Ed Kadunk, was with us in the gallery that day.
So we have Edward's work on this side of the wall and Robert Brunel on the other. And Edward is from Barnett, Vermont. He's a very successful painter and teacher. We were thrilled to get his work here.
I'm Ed Kadunk, and I live in Barnett, right near St. Johnsbury. And I have a studio in St. Johnsbury where we have classes three times a week. And, you know, we do basically pencil, watercolor, and oil painting. And so this is a good representation of what type of classes we actually hold there.
And I'd love for you to describe some of the work here. I mean, I see some portraits, I see some landscapes. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite pieces, perhaps.
These pieces come along as, you know, who knows from where. So anything that sort of captures the interest, sometimes a face will really sort of stand out, you know, or sort of get more or less trapped in your mind, and then you sort of, you adjust, adapt. Whether it comes out as a portrait or not is immaterial, but right, and that's actually an interesting story.
Yeah. Ed was clear. He wanted these three pieces together because they really do tell a story.
They do. This man's name was Ben Thresher. And he had an old mill, a woodworking mill, and it's still there in Barnett. And he was sort of an interesting character. He made a movie that they shot more or less at his mill. And then they made a documentary of him. And when I came across that building, it was very tough shape. But it was terrific because I went in there. And all the material was still there. The old gears and tools and everything was there just like he left it, just as he left it.
Well, he looks like, you know, we're looking at this picture for our listeners, you know, this is looks like a man who's seen a lot, been through a lot, heavily lined face, kind of a bull neck. How would you describe this painting, his expression, and what you were trying to capture here?
He is exactly as you say. He is one of those old-time Vermont hard-working individuals that sort of worked hard all his life. Is very skilled, very knowledgeable, but has a sort of a a rough quality to him. Although he is incredibly intelligent, because some of the material that you see that he's put together is wonderful, and it still exists.
This is a pencil, a representation of, as you said, a fantastical sort of image of what the inside of his shop or mill would look like?
Exactly. This is his blacksmith's shop, where he had that was in the mill itself. It's in the back there. It was absolutely packed with material. It just was. You couldn't hardly move around. So now it's cleaned up a little bit more. It's been restored. They're trying to actually resurrect the mill back to its former sort of state. But I find that was the interesting thing to me, just because there was so much sort of material there to work with.
The machine and then, almost looks like vines. It'll almost make it look like a wild jungle.
Exactly. And I actually had a blacksmith here that looked and examined that piece, and examined it. He said, "Ed, it doesn't make any sense." I said, "Well, it's not supposed to. You know, it's sort of an interpretation of what his workshop was like." You know, it so identifies where we live. I came up here from south, from Massachusetts, and this is the kind of thing that you like to see in Vermont. This is the old way. This is what Vermont is all about. So I just fell in love with the whole story about Ben, the whole story about his blacksmithing and his woodworking and the mill and how it's still standing there. I have no clue. It's amazing to see. It's a museum of its own.
What a great way to keep his memory alive. Yeah. Now, this is wonderful. He's immortalized now. Also at the exhibit are 20 paintings by another Vermont artist, Robert Brunel. He paints in a style quite different from Ed Kadunk, using bright acrylics and blocks of vibrant color. Ed Kadunk says he hadn't seen Brunel's work before the show, but he's pleased with the contrast.
It was really, a wonderful surprise. I had no idea, and I think the two different styles really complement each other. I think it's a wonderful job as far as like getting two unsimilar styles together so that they complement each other rather than detract, one from the other or whatever. So it's really a nice exhibit.